The air hits you like a wet blanket the second the doors slide open at Incheon International Airport. It's 39 degrees, feels like, and I'm standing there with two suitcases and a backpack, already sweating through my shirt. But this is it. I'm here, South Korea, Anyeonghaseyo from Incheon, on the 1st of August, 2026. I didn't come here to sightsee. I came to start a life. So this first episode is going to be about what arriving actually feels like. The logistics, the heat, the first meals, before we get to the pretty stuff. Because the pretty stuff is coming, I promise. First things first, the airport. Incheon International is the kind of place that makes you feel like you've already arrived somewhere important. It's massive, gleaming, and air-conditioned to a fault, which makes the transition outside feel even more brutal. I've been here before, but only as a tourist. This time, I'm here to stay, and the difference is logistical. My plan for the first week is simple. Get my alien registration card, open a bank account, get a SIM card, and figure out where I'm going to live. None of that is glamorous, but all of it matters. And the good news is, most of it can be done from right here at the airport, which is something worth knowing. The SIM card was the easiest part. There are counters for SK Telecom, KT, and LG U+ right in the arrivals hall, and you can get a prepaid tourist SIM or eSIM on the spot. I went with a prepaid one just to get me through the first week, since the real postpaid plans need an ARC. That's the alien registration card, the plastic ID card that every resident needs. It's your key to everything here, bank accounts, long-term phone plans, even renting a flat. The ARC application itself has to be done at the immigration office, and you can book a slot through the HiKorea online portal. It's a bit of a queue, but it's not the ordeal it used to be. The Incheon immigration office is efficient, and once you've got that card, the whole country opens up. Literally, you can finally open a bank account. Banking here is a whole thing. The big names are KB Cookman, Shinhan, Hana, Wuri, and NH Nongyup, and they all have branches near the airport and in the city. I walked into a Hana Bank branch in Songdo, passport and ARC in hand, and they set up my account in under an hour. The digital banks like Toss and Kakao Bank are great once you're established, but you need that ARC for them too. But let's step back. Before I got to the bank, I had to get from the airport to the city, and that's where the T-Money card comes in. You can buy one at any CU or GS25 convenience store in the airport for about 3 to 5,000 won, and it works on every subway and bus in the country. The Airport Railroad, AREX, will take you from the airport to the city, and you can transfer to the Incheon subway at Jiayang Station. A single ride costs about 1,550 won, and transfers within 30 minutes are free, which is a great deal. Incheon itself is a huge city, and it's the gateway to Korea in a way that Seoul never was. It opened as a treaty port in 1883, and it was the landing site for General MacArthur's Operation Chromite in 1950, which turned the Korean War around. That history is everywhere if you look for it, but the city is also racing into the future. The future is most visible in Songdo, the International Business District, which is a reclaimed smart city built on the waterfront. It's sometimes called the Gangnam of Incheon, but it's really its own thing, a planned city with a central park, a man-made canal, and skyscrapers that look like they were designed by the same firm that did Dubai. I went for a walk along the canal, and the contrast with the older parts of the city is stark. It's clean, quiet, and air-conditioned, if you count the breeze. Right now, Songdo is also hosting the Pentaport Rock Festival at the Moonlight Festival Park, and the streets were full of festival goers. I'm told Massive Attack, Pixies, and Krungbin are headlining, which is a pretty big deal for this city. The festival is running through the first few days of August, and it's a good reminder that Incheon isn't just a dormitory town for Seoul. It has its own cultural energy. Speaking of culture, let me take you to the other side of Incheon, Chinatown. It's the only official Chinatown in Korea, established in 1884, and it's the birthplace of Jjajangmyeon, the black bean noodle dish that's a national comfort food. I went there for lunch to a place near the entrance and paid about 7,000 won for a bowl. The sauce was rich, a little sweet, and the noodles were chewy in the best way. It's the kind of meal that makes you forget the humidity for a few minutes. Chinatown is part of the Open Port District, which has a lot of history crammed into a few blocks. There's the Jajangmyeon Museum, which is exactly what it sounds like, and the Open Port Museum, which is housed in the old Japanese First Bank building. You can walk up the hill to Jeju Park, the first Western-style park in Korea, and look out over the harbor where MacArthur's forces landed. The view is a reminder that this city has been a crossroads for a long time. After my noodles, I walked through Sinpo International Market, which has been around since the port opened in 1883. The smell of fried chicken gangjeong, a sweet and spicy glazed chicken, wafts through the stalls, and it's almost impossible to resist. A meal there will cost you around 12,000 won, and it's worth every won. Now, let's talk about the real cost of living, because that's something everyone wants to know. I've been looking at flats in the city center, and a one-bedroom will run you about 819,000 won a month, which is around $600. That's a good deal compared to Seoul, which is roughly 25 to 30% more expensive. A coffee at a local cafe is around 4,500 won, and a simple meal at a restaurant is about 8,000. It's not cheap, but it's not crazy either. My first night, I stayed at a place called the Ankh Hotel Incheon Guwol, which was clean and air-conditioned, and set me back around 120,000 won for the night. It's a mid-range spot, but it's close to the action, and the AC was a lifesaver. There are cheaper options, goose houses near the airport go for less, but at some point, you need a proper bed and a shower that doesn't have a timer. The heat is the thing, though. I can't overstate how much the August weather dominates your day. The whole city is built for it in a way. People move fast from one air-conditioned space to another, and the midday sun is brutal. I made the mistake of walking from Songdo Central Park to the bank, and I felt like I was melting into the sidewalk. The locals handle it, but they know the trick. Avoid being outside between noon and three. One thing I noticed right away is how safe this city feels. I walked around at night, past the festival crowds in Songdo, and I never felt nervous. Incheon is not a place where you need to worry about your wallet, which is a relief when you're juggling a phone, a passport, and a bag of groceries. Emergency numbers are 112 for police and 119 for fire and medical, but you're unlikely to need them. There's a running joke here that Incheon is the city that's always just a little bit in Seoul's shadow, but I'm starting to think that's a mistake. It has its own rhythm, its own history, and its own food. And this summer, it's got a rock festival, a film festival later in the month, and a beer festival at the end of August. There's a lot going on. Speaking of which, the beer festival is at the same Moonlight Festival Park where Pentaport is happening now, and it runs from the 22nd to the 30th. I might check that out when I'm settled. And there's an independent film festival at the end of the month, which I'm curious about. But for now, my focus is on getting my paperwork done and my feet under me. I've been here for 2 days, and I've already run into a minor heat wave, a power outage near my apartment, and a fridge full of banchan from the little shop downstairs. That last one was a surprise. The ajumma running the place just handed me a container of pickled radish and said, "Service. I think I'm going to like it here." Next time, I want to take you to Wulmido, the seaside amusement quarter, and maybe ride the Wulmi Sea Train. But before that, I need to deal with the ARC and the phone and the bank. And I need to find a Jimjilbang, a Korean sauna, because my body is not adjusting to the humidity, and I need to sweat it out properly. I'm in June Park, and this has been the first step of a long journey. Thanks for listening, and if you're thinking about coming to Korea or moving here, I hope this helps. Take care of yourself and maybe pack a hat. That's all for now from a very hot Incheon. Annyeong, see you next time.